Hello and welcome to a new episode of Corona Files. Today we're going to be kind of having a casual chat about how to deal with schoolwork.
I think Rhea will be saying most of this. I'm not exactly the expert.
Okay, so I think a good thing to do is make schedule. So you kind of plan it all out and kind of say, okay, I'm gonna like do, I don't know, maths at 10, English at like 11:30. And I feel like it makes you feel it makes it feel like a school routine.
Yeah, and having a schedule is a lot better. It gives you more motivation.
Yeah, and like it feels more like school if you kind of get it, because like at school you obviously get like set times to do things, and
and a lot of people like struggle with motivation. That's kind of me, but if you like struggling really bad with it, like procrastinating and stuff, like rewards is just an easy way to handle it. Like if you do like two lessons that like you were procrastinating with for ages or something, I don't know, then give yourself a reward of something you want to do. Like it doesn't have to be a physical reward. You can then let yourself have free time for like a bit or something. I don't know.
That's such a good idea. I think like if you just sit down and do it all in one go, it can get really like tough, and eventually you just feel really like lazy, and you won't feel motivated to actually finish it, and you probably won't be doing your work to the best of your ability. So I think
definitely
like reward yourself for something. It might just be like 15 minutes of screen time, or just a bit like a snack, but I think definitely reward like keep you up and running.
Because like if you're doing work for ages, you'll start to just want to finish, so you'll rush everything and it won't be to the best of your ability.
And another thing that I find has really helped a lot is like if you set a timer, say like I'm gonna do like 10 questions in like 15 minutes, I think you feel kind of like the urge to complete it, and you feel a bit kind of like encouraged to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you say like by the end of like this timer I'm gonna do a certain amount of questions, it feels more fixed, and you feel like you're kind of you're not kind of all over the place, you're kind of like
organized.
Yeah, organized. You've got a thing to do and you're going to do it.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of schoolwork has been like taking a toll on people's mental health, and really like making people feel under pressure, because obviously some teachers they have more free time, so they're gonna put work on for the kids.
Yeah,
I think that's really like important that you know how much you can do in a day, and you don't really give yourself just because like your teacher's forcing you to do a certain amount of work.
Yeah, you need to know your boundaries.
Yeah, obviously still do the work, but
You just need to take care of your mental health and know like don't try and take everything on at once.
Yeah, I think some people have been struggling with sleep because they might be worried about the like the virus. They might be worried family members who might be vulnerable, and they'll have a lot of lack of sleep, and this can really, really affect your mental health, and it will affect your performance in schoolwork. So. Yeah. Eat your breakfast well, eat food well, and sleep well, and then you'll actually be able to do the best, and you'll be able to really show your potential.
Yeah. You need to sort of like limit yourself to different things, because I know there's a lot of people are seeing things as a competition. Like, people are doing a lot of workouts and stuff like that, trying to get the skinniest and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, you need to know your limits with like learning new hobbies and like all your free time stuff, because if you do too much of that, although it's good for you, you need to balance it with your schoolwork.
Yeah, so I think moving away from the topic of school, I think kind of moving on to the topic of what are you actually going to do in your free time, because school takes up a large proportion of our daily lives. Yeah. And I think the majority of our years are actually in or somewhere in the education like industry. Yeah. So lots of people might be confused or like kind of like bored and kind of like no one really knows what to do. First of all,
it's not like you can go out.
Yeah, you can't go out. Normally, if it's a holiday, you can go out with your friends, like have sleepovers, things like that. But this is completely different.
Or go and see
family
and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's completely different.
Yeah.
But I think the first thing that you should definitely do like in your free time is listen to our podcast.
Number one thing, it will be amazing.
Yeah, it really lights up your life.
Your life will immediately be perfect. It'll be sorted out. Climate change is not a thing anymore. The world is perfect.
Yeah, so that's definitely something that I suggest. Maybe if you're not interested in the things we talk about, then maybe don't listen to ours, but you can listen to other podcasts, because there's really a wide range. And like you might find something that you really, really like relate to or find funny or find interesting, because there's a lot of genres, podcast kind of category. So I think it's almost guaranteed that you'll find something that you like.
Yeah. Another thing is, if you live with your family members, spend time with them, because obviously not many people get the chance to spend time with your family as much because of school and homework and all of that, but there's not as much now, so you do get the chance. But like, try not to do it too much, because if you're in their company the whole time, you're just gonna get annoyed with them.
Use this time and utilize it to maybe like create a closer bond with your family. And if some of your family live abroad or elsewhere, maybe find the time, just if you have a little bit of spare time, just call them up, see if everything's going okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm sure we've all got cousins we haven't spoken in a long time, so it's easy to kind of fall out of touch with them, especially if you're not seeing them regularly.
Mm.
So I think if it's just on Instagram, WhatsApp, or just like over the phone, just say it's just simple, just say, oh, how are you doing, hope everything's okay there, and I think something else that lots of people are doing is gaming. We've talked about this in the episode before, in the last episode, but I think like online games like Roblox and other gaming sites are really good, because it gives you a chance to actually like have some fun. And obviously, because people are on there, like they are real people, it gives you a chance to socialize and realize that you're not on your own. Although you might be physically self-isolating, you are not mentally isolated.
I personally, so does Ria, recommend Roblox, especially because you don't get bored with it, because a lot of people think it's just stupid. Some people think it's like Minecraft, like building. No, it's not. There are so many different games. Everything is completely different. There are games where you jump over random obstacles to get a rainbow trail behind you. You know, it's so there's so many different things.
Yeah, there's something for everyone. Something for everyone, really.
So I especially recommend that.
Yeah, and I think lots of people are realizing the power of reading. Maybe not you, but
I've been reading.
Actually you're not lying.
I'm not a lie. I've actually been reading. I've read five books. They're all in one series, but I've read five books.
Yeah, I think people
is an achievement. Before
people would think, oh yeah, reading's boring, but that's just because you haven't found the right book.
Yeah. I definitely feel like that.
Yeah.
I'm very picky with books. It's just the right one.
Yeah, I think once you've found one that's perfect for you, if it's in a series, then that's the best feeling. Because you know that you can just keep on reading. And another thing, ebooks. Definitely.
Yes.
Read ebooks. I think lots of people have actually started listening to audiobooks or buying ebooks online. And I know that on Amazon. I know on Amazon you can buy or rent ebooks. So that's really good.
Yeah.
If you have a Kindle,
are definitely good too.
Because there are loads of apps that have free audiobooks.
And so you're not staring at something the whole time, staring at a book or staring at an ebook through a screen. It gives your eyes a rest.
Yeah, and I think it's almost soothing to listen to some voices because obviously you have to have the right tone to read nicely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have a Kindle, then obviously you can read on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, something that's really popular now is reading, which it definitely wasn't before.
Everyone was book haters.
Yeah. But yeah, also, now I know some people can't draw at all, they can draw, but it'll be very abstract. But I know some people really don't like drawing, and that's fine. But if you are interested in creative and crafts, it's really good to use this time to make something or work on a project.
Yeah.
I think lots of people have been doing projects and art things. And I created this board game for my family today. But we've actually been playing it, and it's actually quite a good idea. You can create your own games, so you don't have to go outside and buy one. You can just make your own, and it's cheaper as well. You don't have to go and buy a really expensive board game. You can just make it yourself. I know it seems a lot of effort.
It's fun to make it.
Yeah, it's fun to make it. You can get one of your family members to help you as well.
Yeah. Back to the whole art thing. I really recommend doing a painting or something because just doing a painting, listening to some music, it's really good for your mental health and you'll feel really proud when it's finished. Even if it looks bad, you'll be like, whoa, I did that.
I think something about the paint just gliding onto the paper just makes it feel really satisfying. So what else?
Dunno.
Oh yeah, cooking and baking. I know.
Oh yeah.
Lots of people are cooking and baking online, sharing their creations. Some of them are failed, but but the problem I find with this is that because things like flour and eggs are so rare to find, I wouldn't waste it on a cake when you can really use it to make your own pasta or to, make some bread, which would last a lot longer than cake.
Yeah, but it's fun to make, bake things.
Yeah, I understand that.
It's fun, it's something to do.
Yeah, I understand. If you have the facilities for that, then go ahead. But I feel like if people are low on flour or low on...
If you're low on it, then don't, obviously.
Then, yeah.
But if you've got enough and you know you can get more, then, like,
yeah, then feel free. Yeah,
it is fun. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, and it's delicious most of the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What else? I think something that I'm doing is creating a little diary. So, like, you can kind of create a little log of what time's like during, like, this pandemic. And later on, if you find it and then you read it through, you can just really kind of remember and contemplate on how I don't know.
And you can, like, read it to your kids, your grandkids.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's just a good keepsake, like a little bit, really.
Yeah. Like, yeah, keeps the memory alive.
Because sometimes you probably will forget, like, most of these things. And as much as you say, oh, I'll never forget this, there are going to be some memories that will kind of slip.
Yeah.
Well, if you create a diary. I'm not really writing in it every day. I'm kind of like, every so often I kind of create a log of things, like political things that have happened. And like, what's just a rundown, like kind of a recap of what's really happening. Yeah. And I've been
But no, carry on.
Yeah, I've been like cutting out bits of magazine. Just to make it kind of arty as well, kind of like a scrapbook.
Scrapbook, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Good. Well, you want to say something?
You can also do what we're doing and make your own podcast.
Yeah, I think
with the app Anchor.
Yeah, yes, that's all promo. but yeah, there's a lot of apps out there that you can use. I think lots of people are getting into the YouTube realm and like vlogging and. But
that's a good thing to do. It's like same as a diary, really. It's a video form.
Yeah, just online. Yeah, I think it's good because you can get lots of feedback from real people, and you can kind of connect with people's issues. And it's really like the internet is an amazing thing if you use it right.
Definitely. If you use it wrongly, then it's terrible. But if you use it right, then cool. It's like,
something else that people are doing is, well, I'm doing is actually cleaning your room for once.
I haven't.
I had to do like a full-on clean of my room. Found lots of memories.
Found some of the best things she could have found. The most holy things.
But yeah,
the best thing ever.
But I think lots of people like actually finding the time to clean their rooms and kind of actually take care and be organized, because this is kind of like a fresh start if you think about it.
And it's also like back to the whole mental health and everything, like if you have a clean room you're gonna be happier. I know that sounds really stupid, but if you go into your messy room it's just ew, and you feel all in.
You can't, and then you can't really find the time to really clean it. But now that you've got that time in your hands, you might as well do it.
Yeah.
And I was actually listening to podcasts while I was cleaning my room, which led on to the idea of me and Layla creating the podcast.
Yeah. So,
but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So. That's all we have for today. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. The way this was supposed to be handling schoolwork, and we only talked about that for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
And that's just spare time stuff.
Yeah. But there's not much to talk about on, you know, handling schoolwork. I think it's pretty straightforward. Just do your work. Yeah. Like, if you can't cope, then tell someone. But we are expecting a special guest for one of our next episodes. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, that's all we have time for today.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.